degrees in Nashville. We expect a hot and humid day, lots of sun, heat index just above 100 degrees, and about a 40% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The number of Tennessee voters requesting a Democratic ballot in the primary elections is up from the last two midterms, and that growth has outpaced GOP turnout. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports on where Democrats and Republicans made the greatest gains.
Both parties saw higher turnout than previous elections, up roughly 30% from the last midterm election and up slightly from the last open governor's race in 2018. Those primaries usually draw more voters. Compared to the last one, Democratic voters were up nearly 7% compared to Republican voters, less than 1% increase. Tennessee's redistricting push earlier this year may have boosted Democratic turnout. Counties that were split between different congressional districts account for some of the starkest gaps between Republican and Democratic voters. In Williamson County, once considered a Republican stronghold, the increase in Democratic voters was nearly double that of GOP voters. But the biggest explosion of Democratic voters was in Johnson City in the eastern corner of the state, up 116%. Despite that congressional district being one of the least affected during redistricting. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell's attempt to use eminent domain to block a proposed data center near the zoo has been greenlit by Metro Council. The data center has elicited massive backlash from the community. More than 500,000 people signed a petition in opposition. The Metro Council passed new land use regulation new land use regulations restricting such centers and imposed a temporary moratorium on them. But neither council policy has the power to fully block the zoo data center. It could be thwarted by challenges filed with the Board of Zoning Appeals. Those won't be heard until at least December. The eminent domain approach could prevent construction, but there's a long road ahead. Now that the Metro Council has given its approval, the city can begin legal action to obtain the property. Metro will have to prove a public purpose for the land. If it does, the city would then be able to buy it. That won't be cheap, and some Metro Council members expressed concern over the financial risk. Last year, the plot was appraised at $37 million. Well, after the first day of school, having a few technical issues on this end. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News, and you'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.